Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Three more Israeli hostages are to be released from Gaza, AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
News that three high-profile hostages are expected to be released has brought excitement and trepidation to Israel on Friday. The men include Yarden Bibas, who is the father of the youngest captives held in Gaza. The men's release would be the fourth since a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas came into effect this month. In its first phase, 33 Israeli hostages are expected to be freed in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinians held in Israeli prison. I'm Karen Shamas.
Since marching into Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's biggest city, Goma, some services have been restored and the border with Rwanda reopened as M23 rebels try to establish an administration that could be key to the success of their offensive. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
At a press conference, Corneille Nangaa, head of the Congo River Alliance that includes M23, said they had found Goma to be a wounded city, traumatized and fearful.
We are here in Goma to stay as Congolese and to protect the population against threats. We will continue the march of liberation all the way to Kinshasa.
The border with Rwanda, a lifeline for the city, has reopened. And M23 officials said they had trained up hundreds of administrators who were ready to deploy. However, the World Food Programme has expressed concern over the lack of aid access to Goma and surrounding displacement camps. It warned that people are running out of food, medical care, and drinking water.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle. This is VOA News. Federal authorities restricted helicopter flights near the U.S. Capitol's Reagan Washington National Airport indefinitely on Friday, 2 days after a mid-air collision between a passenger jet and a military helicopter killed 67 people. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
The Federal Aviation Administration took the action to reduce the risk of another collision as crews worked to pull the wreckage of America's deadliest air disaster in 2 decades from the Potomac River. The crash has cast a harsh spotlight on questions about air safety and a shortage of tower controllers at the heavily congested airport that serves the U.S. Capitol. An FAA official told Reuters the agency was only allowing police and medical helicopters in the area between the airport and nearby bridges, pending a complete evaluation. The National Transportation Safety Board is studying the cockpit voice recorder and flight data recorder from the CRJ-700 airplane. The NTSB expects to recover the data recorder from the helicopter later on Friday. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Germany's parliament has narrowly rejected an opposition-sponsored bill calling for tougher rules on migration that risked passing thanks to support from a far-right party. It became a focus of a controversy about the attitude of the front-runner in Germany's upcoming election toward the far-right. Opposition leader Friedrich Merz has put demands for a more restrictive approach to migration at the center of his campaign for the February 23rd election, since a deadly knife attack last week by a rejected asylum seeker. Trump is set to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico on Saturday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The 25% tax on imports from both nations could drive up prices of gas, pickup trucks, avocados, while also inviting retaliation. Ontario's premier has vowed to pull American alcohol off province store shelves. The tariffs threaten to blow up the trade deal the president himself negotiated with both Mexico and Canada in his first term.
It's the largest, fairest, and most advanced trade deal ever reached by any country.
The president says the tariffs are designed to push the two nations to work harder towards stopping the undocumented immigrant and fentanyl flow into the U.S. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
An Italian appeals court has refused to approve the speedy expulsion of 43 asylum seekers detained in Albania under a controversial migration deal to move the proceedings beyond European Union borders. The migrants, whose asylum requests have already been rejected, will now be brought back to Italy in the third failed attempt by the Meloni government to process migrants in Albania. The appeals court in Rome on Friday referred the case to the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg, which is expected to issue a ruling on February 25th related to the previous cases. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.